So you've studied, you've practiced, and then right before you're about to do that first session, whether you're a Reiki practitioner, an energy healer, a massage therapist, a chiropractor, or anything, a doctor or a singer or anything, you have this moment where you feel, am I really doing this? Can I do this? Now, if you've ever experienced that, there's something called the imposter syndrome, and I've had so many students ask me about it over the years. And it's this low energy, ego-based doubt that comes into your life to try and sabotage that which you know that you love, that which you know you have practiced and you so want to do. But it comes in and it says, you're not really good at this. You can't really do this. People are going to expose you as a fraud and you're going to be humiliated. It's this little voice that doesn't serve you in any way whatsoever. So how do you get over imposter syndrome? There are a lot of different techniques, and of course, I'm not here to tell you this is the only way, but a long time ago when I was battling my own lower vibration ego doubts, I came up with a little technique that helped me overcome that voice in my head that was not serving me. I'll leave a link to the blog post I did many years ago in the description of this video so you can also reference it. But basically, it was me speaking back to the voice in a place of assertion and affirmation and power. Remember, that ego wants to bring your energy down because the ego is in a low vibration. When you're doing something you love, that you practice, even if it's your first time or your thousandth time, that vibration wants to bring you back down and put you where it's comfortable, where you are. Because you do things you love, you do things that pull at your heart, you go up in vibration and it doesn't want you there. So when you have that voice happen, you can just reply to it and go, I'm going to do the best that I can with what I know. And my client or the person I'm working with or whatever I'm doing, they know that I'm qualified and experienced. They also know that mistakes can happen, or perhaps that this one session won't do the entire trick. They're not under any illusions. It's you, ego, that are under the illusion. And if you speak back to this low vibration energy, eventually it takes its power away. If you say, okay, ego, what if I do fail? What if things do go wrong? What next? Then your ego will say, the entire world will know that you're not really who you are. And then you say back, knowing it's not true, okay, ego, if that's what happens, what next? It won't know what to say. It'll say, well, other bad things will happen to you. And you'll go, all right, ego, what next? Eventually what happens is you exhaust that negative energy because you don't put a wall up with it. You go, come on, bring it on. And it shoots all these negative things to you. They go through you and you don't catch any of it because you know you've studied, you've practiced, and you will do your best. Doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. And it doesn't mean everybody's going to like what you do. But you know that what that low vibration ego voice is saying is not true. So this phenomenon that happens to some people when they're about to go into a session, like I said, of any type, is all based in that low vibration ego. If you can work on meditating, doing a simple mantra, especially in the root and the sacral chakras, and try and bring your vibration up, and then if you hear that voice, and if it's strong, you acknowledge it, and you go, I see you there. And whatever it says, you say, okay, what next? Okay, what next? You'll find that that vibration gets weaker and weaker and eventually goes away. Now, lastly, I always want to say, whenever we're dealing with psychological, mental, or any kind of issues that present a block to us, if you can't overcome them on your own, please remember to seek professional guidance and help. I'll leave a link to Beyond Blue, which is a wonderful organization here in Australia that offer free help 24/7 to those who need it. And if you need any kind of medical advice, please seek that too. But for most of us, we can overcome that low vibration doing those simple techniques. I hope that you realize that you are good enough and that you can do it. You might stumble a little along the way, but that's okay. I believe in you, and I hope this was helpful. Big love always.